Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Jacqueline Gonzalez, and I am the hearing officer for the Early Childhood Education and Care Department. Today is Tuesday, May 25, 2021. It is now 1 p.m. This public hearing is now in session and will be electronically recorded pursuant to Regulation 1.24.25.13 of the New Mexico Administrative Code. Due to restrictions in holding public proceedings during the COVID-19 pandemic, this hearing is being conducted via internet video conferencing. If any person participating requires language interpretation, a Spanish language and ASL interpreters are present. Are there any requests for language interpretation at this time? All right. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed promulgation of new regulations regarding social services, early childhood education and care, requirements for family, infant, toddler, early intervention services, Title 8, Chapter 9, Part 8 of the New Mexico Administrative Code, as authorized by Section 9-2A-7 of the New Mexico Statutes Annotated 1978 Compilation. Would the agency's representatives please identify yourselves for the record?
I'm Kathy Phoenix Doyle. I'm the FIT program bureau chief. We also go ahead.
I'm Leah Davidson. I'm the FIT program coordinator. Go ahead, Kathy.
We also have with us today Brendan Egan, our Assistant General Counsel, Debbie Gajapathy, Policy Development Manager, Tracy Kleifus, Quality Assurance Manager, Ashley Smith, our Lead Case Analyst, Rhonda Montoya, our Early Childhood Quality Administrator, and Sonia Martinez, Social and Web Coordinator, and Claire Dudley Chavez, our Director of Policy, Research, and Quality Initiatives.
Thank you, Ms. Phoenix Doyle. As of the date of this hearing, the following written comments have been submitted to the Early Childhood Education and Care Department. Number one, email from Randy Malik, Program Director of Brazos Family Support Services, with attachment dated May 12, 2021. Number two, letter from the New Mexico House of Representatives Republican Caucus, signed by Representatives Rebecca Dow, William R. Ream, Luis M. Terrazas, Larry R. Scott, James R. Strickler, and James G. Townsend, dated May 12, 2021. Email from Jen Brown with attachment, dated May 21, 2021. Email from Karen Lucero, President and CEO of Inspirations Early Intervention, Inc., dated May 25, 2021. All verbal and written comments received during the comment period will be recorded, reviewed, and considered prior to the agency's final decision. Although department representatives are present, they will not be responding to comments during this hearing. All persons who wish to speak will have the opportunity to do so. If you would like to provide oral comment, please identify yourselves now, stating your full name and the name of the organization you represent, if any. Anyone wishing to provide oral comment? Okay. If you would like to provide written comment through the Zoom chat feature, please state your full name and the name of the organization you represent, if any. You can do that at any time during the course of this hearing. Also, if you wish to submit written comment to the department via email, the email address is ececd-acs-publiccomment@state.nm.us. That email address will also be placed in the chat box. All comments should address the content of the proposed regulation. Please remember to speak clearly for the record. All right, we are open for public comment.
So Jackie, just a note to all of our attendees that everyone is on mute right now. So if you'd like to make a public comment, you'll have to unmute yourself first.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez.
Admitting Erica Gallegos into the room.
Thank you. If you've just joined us, you have been entered into the Zoom meeting room for a public hearing regarding the family infant toddler rule promulgation. We have another person who's being admitted.
Karen Lucero.
I see.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Lucero. For the persons who have just joined us, if you'd like to speak and provide oral comment on the proposed regulation, please let us know.
I could speak if you would like.
All right, is this Ms. Lucero?
Yes, this is Karen Lucero.
All right, Ms. Lucero, you are welcome to speak. We did receive a written comment if that was submitted by you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
If I could just recap that. I am the director of an early intervention program in Albuquerque, and I participate regularly in comprehensive multi-developmental evaluations, as well as annual evaluations to determine eligibility. And Our concern is that sometimes the FIT approved tool and some of the supplementary tools don't show a definite delay for one reason or another. And we are able to do some standardized tools in specific domains, such as the preschool language scale or the Peabody developmental motor scales, the Alberta infant motor scale, receptive expressive emergent language scale, and there are many others that the individual professions use. They don't always report their scores in standard deviations. And there is sometimes some difficulty converting the scores if the test protocol doesn't give an actual conversion table. But most tests do have, do convert their scores to percentile rank. And my proposal is to add this measure as a measure that could be used in determining eligibility. Below the 10th percentile would be roughly equivalent to 1.5 standard deviations below the mean. So that is my proposal to amend the proposed regulations. And I did put that in writing in email to you.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I do not. I will extend that to the program staff.
Okay. Thank you very much for giving me the time. And I will stay on to hear what others have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Lucero.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Just to briefly check in, we have had no new participants enter the Zoom video conference. It is 1:30 p.m. for the record. Good afternoon. You have joined the Zoom public hearing on the requirements for family, infant, toddler, early intervention services rule promulgation. And we show that you are, I'm sorry. Cindy Bernard. Ms. Bernard, would you like to provide public comment?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. If you've just joined us, you've joined the Zoom platform for the public hearing regarding social services, early childhood education and care, requirements for family and infant toddler early intervention services. We are taking public comment at this time.
have another comment. This is Karen Lucero.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I would propose that under personnel, this is page 12 of the proposed document, under H, number one, under supervision, I got it out of here, that it should, instead of, okay, I got off my page somehow here, sorry. Okay, under personnel, number H, it reads, supervision of early intervention personnel providing direct services. That's fine. Then number one, it says early intervention provider agencies shall ensure that developmental specialists and therapists, employees and subcontractors and family service coordinators receive monthly planned and ongoing reflective supervision. I would propose that that reads, instead of and therapist, to put in and all other direct providers of early intervention. This is because therapist doesn't include all of the types of personnel that are listed that can provide early intervention services. So I think that statement should be broader, and I will send this by email also so that you have it in writing. I think and therapists isn't clear enough because there are a number of different therapists and pathologists, dietitians, nurses, social workers that wouldn't fall under the and therapist addition. Okay, so I will submit that in writing also.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Lucero.
Thank you.
Again, it is approximately 1:55 p.m. We are just checking in. If you have just joined the Zoom platform, we are taking public comment. If you would like to provide public comment, you may do so orally or in writing. Let's see. Good afternoon for persons who have just joined the Zoom platform. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public comment on the proposed promulgation of new regulations regarding social services early childhood education and care, requirements for family infant toddler early intervention services. We are now accepting public comment. If you'd like to make a public comment, please let us know. Thank you. It is now 2:30 p.m. for a brief check-in. We have no new participants in the Zoom platform. As a reminder, if you'd like to speak and provide public comment, you may do so now. If you'd like to submit written comments, there is an email address in the chat box. And if you would like to submit a written comment through the Zoom chat, you may do so. If you would like to submit a comment, please identify yourself and indicate your affiliation with an agency or organization. As a reminder, this hearing will conclude at 3 p.m. Thank you.
I have another comment. Karen Lucero.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I just submitted this in writing also. I was looking at the eligibility categories under established condition and biomedical risk, and they designate a gestational age as a risk factor and also as an eligibility condition. It looks like we left out or left a gap between 28 and 29 weeks. So I would suggest that under the section C, biological or medical risk for developmental delay, this is under G, number 4C, then number 2, it says perinatal factors, including prematurity, less than 35 weeks and more than 29 weeks gestation. I think we should change that to be more than 28 weeks. The way it reads now, under established condition, you have to be 28 weeks or less to be established condition. So if you're more than 28 weeks, that could fall under biological medical risk. So if it read between 35 weeks and more than 28 weeks or small for gestational age, and then leave it as it is. But otherwise we have children left born between 28 and 29 weeks that don't qualify at all. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lucero.